Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is nutrition, and we're going to be discussing plant-based diets. So this would be kind of diets for vegetarians and vegans. And I want to talk about this because it's come up recently in my little world. So there's been some pros and cons. I've met some people who are kind of harsh towards animal-based diets and thinking everybody should be vegans and vegetarians, and that's totally fine if they want to be that way, but I don't know. There's a difference between educating people on your opinion versus shoving your opinion down their throat, and that happens in both directions. So it's kind of more commonly to make fun of vegans and vegetarians for pushing their diet onto like regular quote-unquote people, and the fact that we consider animal eating people as regular means that we automatically as a culture kind of push off vegans and vegetarians as abnormal. But there is nothing like normal or abnormal or regular or right or wrong, anything like that. So when it comes to dieting, now there are beliefs where people just don't want to cause pain and torture and whatever to animals, and I think that's worth, absolutely, if that's something that's important to you, that's worth bringing to other people's attentions, 1,000,000%. So it's just how we fight for anything else. People fight for, you know, breast cancer awareness. They fight for, I don't know why that came up right away, but how about abortions? People have really strong feelings about abortions. So it's okay and totally acceptable, and I'm glad people do point out the benefits or differences between plant-based versus animal-based diets. So one of the questions I get is when someone decides to take on a plant-based diet, they worry sometimes if they're going to be able to build enough muscle. So that's what I wanted to kind of discuss in this podcast, was how do you do plant-based dieting correctly in the sense of aesthetics and performance. So not saying which is the right or wrong way of eating, just how do you eat with plants that you can still have tons of muscle and you can still have tons of energy and do well. So I wanted to kind of discuss that, and I think it's super awesome, helpful, and it's a great topic. So I don't want to name the person, but I want to thank the person, if they happen to listen to this podcast, for pointing that out and kind of bringing it to kind of everyone's attention. I think it's a really cool podcast to make. So I have helped people do bodybuilding and aesthetic-based shows and even performance-based events and competitions who are vegans and vegetarians. So I have personal first-hand experience of this. So I had I have tried vegan and vegetarian style of eating for various months at various times in my life, but it's not really like it's not something I've stuck to, so I apologize to the vegans and vegetarians out there. But I have done it, I have experienced it, and I have helped other people do it as well. So I think some of this information might be helpful for you. So hopefully you can forgive me and learn from an animal eater. So do you have to eat muscle to build muscle? And that's essentially what meat is. Meat from a cow or from a chicken or from a fish, meat is their muscles. So we're eating their muscles to try to build our own muscles. And what muscles are is they're the building blocks and the components of protein. So that's pretty much what a big hunk of muscle is. It's just a bajillion protein molecules all bunched together. So that muscle tissue, so meat, isn't the only place that has protein in our bodies, or it isn't our only food source that has protein. So we do not have to eat meat, eat muscle to gain muscle. You just have to eat things that have the protein building blocks in them. And that can be found, like we said, in a lot of other foods. So the first thing I wanted to talk about, though, wasn't necessarily the small picture of meat versus animals, meat versus plants, animals versus plants. I want to talk about what consists of just a good overall diet. So regardless of what you eat, there are larger components that are more significantly impactful on your results that we need to consider regardless of whether you do an animal-based diet or a plant-based diet. So overwhelmingly, when I've worked with vegans and vegetarians in the past, the reason why their diet didn't work the way that they wanted, why they may have struggled to have enough energy, or why they didn't have a clean, lean physique that they had really wanted, was because they were messing up bigger picture things. So they went right to the narrowed focus of how do I substitute my animal products for my plant-based products. But they didn't look at the bigger picture things like calories. So they made these substitutions. All of a sudden, they dropped their calories down significantly, and then they wonder why they don't have energy. So calories is kind of like your fuel for the day. So if I cut my fuel by 33%, unintentionally, by just making switches from animals to plants, that's going to have an effect. So I'm going to have trouble having the right amount of energy for that diet. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that I switched to plants. There's nothing wrong with plants. It's just I wasn't eating enough of them. Okay? So podcast number 41, titled Diet Right, What Matters Most. Podcast 41 explains to us the top five kind of components in what's most important in diet, in the sense of what has the biggest influence, and therefore that's where we should put our biggest level of effort and attention. So number one is calories. So podcast number 153, titled How Many Calories Do I Need? That's going to tell you the answer for how many calories you should eat per day. Now, I'm not going to go through all these individual things because I'll get way too long in this single podcast, but I want you to... Two, if you are going to set up a plant-based diet, go listen to podcast number 41. It'll tell you why these bigger components are more important than just animal versus plant, why you have to look at the bigger picture. Now, podcast number 153 will tell you what to do with your calories. Podcast 33 tells you what to do with protein. Podcast 21 tells you what to do with carbs. And podcast 29 tells you what to do with fats. Okay, so calories or overall caloric intake is the biggest influencer of a successful diet. If we don't have the right amount of calories, everything else is going to kind of go to shit. So we have to make sure our calories are appropriate. Now, after calories, what makes up your calories? How many grams of carbs versus fats versus proteins? So your macronutrient quantities. That's the second most important thing. So I have to make sure I'm eating enough protein, not overeating my carbs or fats. And that's another problem that sometimes happens when people switch to a plant-based diet. Often they'll have trouble getting in enough protein, so their protein downgrades and really lowers, maybe sometimes only like 10% of their whole calorie diet. And they don't have enough protein around, therefore their muscles kind of feel softer. They have more carbs and fats in their diet, so they're carrying more water weight. They have a little more excess weight and softness around their core, around their abs and their kidneys, kind of like lower back fat. So they don't look as tight and as lean. And it has nothing to do with the fact that they're not eating muscle. They're not eating meat. It just means that they're not eating enough protein. So I have had people in the past say, when I switched to a plant-based diet, you know, like my muscles kind of deflated and I wasn't really, you know, I didn't have as big of muscles and I wasn't as lean as I wanted. So I went ahead and switched back to meat. That had nothing to do with it. It was the fact you weren't eating enough protein. And yes, switching back to meat happened to increase your protein, but it wasn't meat specifically that actually made the difference. It was just the fact you increased your protein. So that's what we want to do first, is we want to establish the right amount of calories. Then we want to have the right amount of protein, carbs, and fats. If you don't take care of those steps, nothing else you do is going to have a very significant effect. And you're going to get a downgrade often of switching from whatever you've been doing to a plant-based diet because you'll accidentally mess up these two components. So no matter how perfect of the plant choices you make, I mean, you could be pairing the perfect things. You know, you have black beans with your rice. You have spinach and almonds paired together, trying to make these complete proteins. But it doesn't matter if you don't have enough protein or you don't even have enough calories. So you have to make sure these big picture things are right first before you spend your time and attention on the small things. Okay? Now, if you don't listen to me, you're going to get it wrong, and then you're going to have to listen to this podcast again and then take all these damn steps that I told you the first time that you didn't take. So just take the steps now. Okay? So podcast 153 tells you about calories. Number 33 is protein. 21 is carbs. 29 is fat. Cool. Now, the next biggest component isn't anything to do with plants versus animals. It's meal timing, nutrient timing. Are you eating the calories you need when you need them? Are you eating them at the right time? So that's meal timing or nutrient timing. And podcast number 97, titled Nutrition for Both Aesthetics and Performance, we discuss the pros and cons and the effects and how to manage nutrient timing. So that's a really cool podcast resource for that. So Those are the big three components. Those are three things that you have to have in place correctly before whether you eat animals or plants even matters. Okay? So you have to have calories, macronutrient quantity, nutrient timing, and then macronutrient quality. And that has to do with whether things are animals versus plants. So get the bigger picture things right before you look at this small stuff. But now that you're looking at the small stuff, so animals, animal products and dairy products tend to have more protein in them. And they tend to also just have more calories because sometimes the protein is paired with fats, or often it is. So if you think of like 8 ounces of a steak versus 8 ounces of tofu, there's an enormous calorie difference between that because the steak carries all the fats with it. So you want to make sure that you understand that when you take away animal products from your diet, you have to be aware that that has a potential to reduce protein and overall calories. So you have to adjust for that. So often when I have vegans and vegetarians, they're often surprised about how much they have to eat, how often they have to eat, and how much they have to eat per meal to in order to get enough calories and nutrients in. So there's a whole bunch of stuff online that I don't want to get into too much detail here because it's going to get overwhelming about what are kind of like your options. So if you look at protein sources that also carry like some fats, like seeds and nuts are awesome, awesome examples. So seeds like pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, stuff like that. And then nuts like, you know, cashews, almonds, peanuts, whatever. They carry a decent amount of calories with them because they have fats plus some proteins. So those are going to be really helpful to have in your diet to help you get enough calories into your diet. Then if we look at the idea of proteins, without getting too much into the weeds of things, when you look at a protein molecule, there's a lot of components and parts that add up to that. And what you'll have is a terminology of partial proteins and complete proteins. What a partial protein means is you're eating a food source that has a lot of some of protein. So, again, let's not get into too much details, but let's say there's 10 components of protein. And you eat a food that has an abundance of numbers 1 through 6, but it doesn't have any of 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, that's going to give you an incomplete protein, meaning that you can eat a ton of that. You can eat as much of that as you want, but it's not going to convert over well to muscle tissue because you don't have all of the necessary components. So there's an idea of what's called protein pairing when you look at vegans and vegetarian diets. And what that means is you're trying to put two items together that maybe are partial proteins when they're by themselves, but when they're added together, they make a complete protein. Okay? So beans and rice, for example, is a good pairing, and spinach and almonds is a good pairing. There's a bunch of them out there as well. So you can write in, like on Google search protein pairings for vegans or protein pairings for vegetarians. And that's going to give you a really awesome example on the types and varieties of proteins that you should include in your diet. So if you're interested, I have diets I've written in the past for vegans and vegetarians. So if you want an example of what one might look like to get an idea of the different types of foods that we commonly will use, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you one of the diets. So the reason why I don't want to give over specifics in this podcast is because everybody has different taste preferences. So if I name, okay, this meal is good, this meal is good, and this meal is good, but somebody's like, well, I don't like that food. Well, then that's not going to be very helpful for you. So rather than giving you specific examples, let's talk about the concepts of this. And then you can go Google and look at the specific examples and pick which ones you like the most. Okay? So, for example, black beans and rice is something that's a good match, good pairing. But then somebody responds like, well, I don't like black beans. Okay, fine, whatever. Just put whatever damn bean you want in there. So, it's up to you to look up those specifics. So that way you can pick the diet that best fits your desires and needs and wants. And then often with vegetarians, sometimes they'll be okay with certain food items that vegans aren't. So maybe a vegetarian will be okay with cottage cheese. Well, that's a great protein source, but it is animal-based. So a vegan wouldn't maybe want cottage cheese. So they're going to kind of like be anti that. So rather than me naming things that are very strict and where vegetarians would actually allow more options. So there's called like a pesco-ovo vegetarian where they'll eat like eggs and fish. So they'll eat that, but a vegan wouldn't. So rather than me naming things that are too restrictive for some people or too open for other people, let's let you have you look this stuff up. So, but that's going to be what we're looking at. The fourth most important component is the macronutrient quality. Now, when you look at carbs and fats, you're going to do fine putting those in your diet. That probably won't be the problem. But getting enough protein in and then getting enough protein without overdoing your carbs and fats, that's another thing that's really important. So we look at in podcast number 33 about how much protein you need, and you might find out you need 120 grams of protein. In order to get 120 grams of protein, you might have fats and carbs that come with it, and all of a sudden you're 500 calories over what your caloric limit should be. Well, crap. That means you've got to find some leaner protein sources. You have to have protein sources that have less fat in them or have less carbs in them. And that's where sometimes people will start to use powders, protein powders. So there's rice powder, there's hemp powder, there's a whole bunch of like vegan and vegetarian friendly protein powders. So you can look that up and find those sources and increase your protein intake by that. So you might mix a powder in with like almond milk or cashew nut milk or something like that, like a friendly milk. And you can drink that as a protein shake along with one of your meals and that or two of your meals. And that'll help you get enough protein in the day, but getting them with not overdoing your carbs or overdoing your fats. So that's important to look at. So that's what you want to look at in terms of macronutrient quality. So whether you're having plant-based proteins or versus animal-based proteins, that's when that's important. It's only important once your calories are controlled, once your macronutrient percentages are controlled, and once your nutrient timing or meal timing is controlled. Once you take care of the big three and you have those set in stone and they're consistent, then you would worry about all the smaller details. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't think of the smaller details when you're setting up your calories, or that you shouldn't think of your smaller details when you're setting up your macronutrients or your meal timing. It just means you can't set up your smaller details without paying any attention to the bigger ones. Okay? Another concern we run into with vegans and vegetarian diets is micronutrient deficiencies. So somebody might be deficient in minerals, say iron or zinc or minerals that often come with meat. So this is common among females. They might be iron deficient, and they start running into complications with that. And if you have a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle on top of that, you're going to have even harder trouble getting enough of those minerals like that. So that's where daily supplements are helpful. And sometimes people don't want to take a supplement, so they'll do juicing. So they'll kind of blend together or juice a bunch of different types of vegetables and other supplemental things and try to make like a concoction that would be like their daily multivitamin or multi-mineral, so to speak. So you do want to pay attention to that and make sure that you're eating a variety of foods, and supplementing your day with some type of mineral or vitamin supplement wouldn't be a bad idea. So even if you're not sure, so you can pay a nutritionist and they can sit down and figure out all the foods you eat and find out all the micronutrients, but you're going to pay money for that because that takes time. I do that for people, by the way. And that is labor intensive. It's annoying. I do it and I have fun doing it and I get paid for doing it. But it is very laborsome and it's very hard for people to figure out. So there are like websites like www.nutritiondata.com that when you search for a food, it will list out the micronutrients that are in that food. And then you would kind of add up throughout the day, like, am I getting enough of my, you know, recommended daily value or my RDA or like your daily value of, you know, this mineral, that vitamin or that vitamin. And you would figure out throughout the day all the foods you ate, what is in each of those foods, do they all add up where they need to be for you? So it's a little bit different depending on whether you're male or female, whether you're old or young, even whether you're like very muscle bound or not very muscle bound. So how much of each thing, it depends on the individual. And every single food you eat throughout the day has some variety of those things. So you'd have to add all that stuff up. A lot of work. So it's easier sometimes just to take a daily supplement. And overwhelmingly what happens is you won't have to worry about overdosing because our body has a high tolerance for a lot of that stuff. And most of them you're just going to pee out or kind of like poop out. So the excess. So you won't have to worry too much about that. So this is all kind of big picture global things. Now, if you have a medical condition and that is why you've required to have to go to a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle, then you're going to want to be very careful about maybe your micronutrients, because maybe that's related to what your condition is. So if somebody's doing this by choice, they could probably get away with just a regular daily supplement for the vitamins, minerals, and be okay. If you have a medical condition, you might want to talk to a registered dietitian. Not your medical doctor. Your medical doctors don't know shit about food. Even though they're going to give you advice, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So you want to talk to a registered dietitian, and they are going to help you better. Okay? Understand, like, do you have enough of the right foods? Do you have enough balance for what your condition is? So that's the summary of plant-based diets, is your do's and don'ts, your nuances of, you know, plant protein versus animal protein, complete proteins versus partial proteins. That stuff is important, but you have to make sure that you're still paying attention to the bigger things. So overwhelmingly, most plant-based diets go wrong because they don't pay attention to the first three components. They don't pay attention to calories, they don't pay attention to macronutrient percentages, and they don't pay attention to meal timing. They just change out animal proteins for plant proteins and assume everything's going to work out well. It won't. Okay. So podcast number one, what got us started in the first place, was titled "I Eat Healthy But I Can't Lose Weight." And that again refers to the fact of people changing the qualities of what they're eating, but they're not paying attention to calories, macronutrient percentages, or meal timing. So all of a sudden they don't get any results on the scale. They kind of feel defeated. They say diets don't work for me, and they go back to the crappy habits that they had beforehand. Or the other example is a person does lose weight, but they almost look worse. So they might lose 20 or 30 pounds, but don't really look any better. And what happens in that case is podcast number, So let me look that back up. So, but that is something that happens to people, and it's something that you have to be aware of. So that's podcast number 52. Titled Nutrition, I Lost Weight, But I Look Worse. So number 52. And that, again, just kind of goes into more detail of why the major five components are important and why you have to look at them in the order that's appropriate. So you can change all the small stuff, but if you don't change and take care of the big stuff, you're going to run into some issues. You're either not going to lose weight and wonder what the heck's going on, or you're going to lose weight, but you're going to look worse and feel worse. So how do we combat that is we listen to podcast number 41 and we make sure we put our focus on the things that are most important first. Cool. Okay. So hopefully this helped. Hopefully this gave you a little bit of an idea of if you're going to switch to a plant-based diet, how to do it with making sure that you make progress and you're happy and you feel good and you look good. Okay. And then also talking about a plant-based diet can absolutely work to build muscle and to look great. Like I said, I've helped people compete in aesthetic sports and performance sports who are vegans, vegetarians. And absolutely is totally fine. And it can be done. Okay? So just pay attention to the big things and the rest of it will kind of like fall into place. Cool. Now, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we would love, love, love to hear from you. So the podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. Cool? So you can reach us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.